dun, dun, dun. Is it a robot? Robot or not?
John, I got a detailed question from listener Christian at robot@theincomparable.com asking about our funny way of categorizing items. So this seems up our alley. Are the following terms in their contemporary usage all part of the same thing or not? AI scanning, AI fridge, AI lock. Smart scanning, smart fridge, smart lock. Cyber scanning, cyber fridge, cyber lock. E-scanning, e-fridge, e-lock. Fuzzy logic scanning, fuzzy logic fridge, fuzzy logic lock. I think we crossed a Rubicon when I heard a product review say, and it includes all the usual AI features. And a bicycle part from Shimano was called an AI gear shifter. I already concede that we need to say AGI to what was AI 5 years ago, but is generative AI now the same as AI, or is AI the same as smart? I ask because I want to know, is there really a difference in the way transformers and LLMs summarize 1,000 words down to 100 words versus what Microsoft Word was able to do 20 years ago? I wonder if a blind test could tell the difference. So basically, Christian is writing about our latest form of jargon to indicate that something is boring, but also in some way new and exciting.
Yeah, the other prefixes are a good example because they will show you how product prefixes / suffixes used for marketing purposes have shifted over the years, but could be applied to exactly the same product depending on what time it is. So a thing that might have been called cyber would eventually be called E, and then it would be called smart, but now it would be called AI. But it could be the exact same product during all of those eras. Those words are mostly just marketing stuff. AI obviously is being applied to things that are straight up the same thing that was sold 5 years ago. No changes to the product whatsoever. It used to be a smart lock. Now it's an AI lock. Changes to the product because it's just a marketing term. Now, there are new technologies. Transformer models are a new innovation in the last decade or so that have been put into many different products. And when you apply AI to something that has one of those, you're like, oh, the reason we started using this term is because those things came to prominence. And I think it is more valid to use that term with those because that's what it's linked to. But of course, once a marketing term is out there, like E or cyber or smart, you're just going to stick it on everything to make it sound more impressive. Are they all the same thing? Sometimes they are, sometimes they're not. Like, again, something with an LLM in it that has the AI label is different than something that is just like your T-robot that they put an AI label on, but the product has not changed at all, right? They just want to put AI on it to make you think it is a better product.
Yeah. I mean, this is something we talked about a few weeks ago. The idea of learning, the idea of adapting based on stimuli, like there are ways you get not to a robot, right, but to something that is smarter in some way. I actually like smart as a term because it suggests that it does things in a way different from the dumb version of it, like a smart lock.
Yeah, but it's all relative though, because it's like smart compared to what? And it's such a sliding scale because something that that originally got the label smart, like in the 90s, now we would consider dumb, so and it's the same product.
The smart TV. What does that even mean? It turns itself off.
An amazing Nokia phone that you can play Snake on and make calls from anywhere on the earth.
Smartphone.
That's a dumb phone now.
Now it is. It is.
It wasn't dumb when it was first introduced. It was the height of technology.
It is. I think the truth is what you said, which is it is once it becomes a marketing term, all bets are off. And you got to detect it for yourself and figure out what does it actually do. And it's like something being called a robot. Don't take their word for it because they say lots of things are robots that aren't robots. Mm-hmm. You got to listen to us. This is not an announcement that we're now the AI or not podcast, by the way. But, I mean, who knows? Robot@theincomparable.com.
Robot.